Now, everybody talks about the women's couturier, but I want to ask you, how was it working with Daniel Day-Lewis on his last film ever, so it says?
Mm-hmm. We didn't know at the time that it was going to be his last film, but we found out shortly, he made the announcement shortly after we finished shooting. But, you know, he was always wonderful to collaborate with. I did a film with him called There Will Be Blood about 10 years earlier. And he is very involved, of course, in every aspect of preparing for his role. And he contributed enormously to who that man was as far as... I loved working with him as far as, you know, going to Savile Row and choosing fabrics with him and being in Savile Row in the fittings and shopping with him on German Street and in the district, Piccadilly Arcade. We had his shoes made at Cleverly's in the Royal Arcade. And he knew that world very well. So I came along for the ride and knew that I needed, okay, if we're going to choose suits, we need to have a dinner suit. We need to have two double-breasted suits. He was just, it was a wonderful back and forth with him. I also arranged for him to work in preparing for the role with a cutter in New York City so that he could learn what it means to drape a garment. And he actually made a garment, a copy of a Balenciaga day dress as sort of his final project there in his preparation. But that's why he's so convincing in the role, because he really worked hard with it. So always lovely, always inspiring, always there for ideas. But then he had an enormous amount of work to do in front of the camera as well. So what we could involve him with for him to have a sense of authorship, we did, and then he would need to go away, and we would just take it from there and get it on camera.
Of course, the big theme is couturier clothes, and you went to couturier houses and saw how the detail, the passion, the love, and you transpired that.
Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to have people working in my costume shop that had couturier background and had worked for Hardy Amos, and or their mother had. And so, and then also we studied what the techniques were. You know, we looked at some original garments at the Victoria and Albert Museum archives and really looked inside those garments and what was the foundation and how did you back the skirts and things. And I, you know, we did all that work, and I was lucky to, you see a little tiny bit of it in the fashion show where you see the inner workings of the dress. So it was worthwhile, definitely. But they hold up in a certain way and are here on display at FITM for close examination, and because they're so beautifully made. I mean, we're looking at things with hand-worked buttonholes and 17th century lace and Chantilly lace that's all over rose pattern and hand-done fringe and just incredible sculptural designs by a bespoke tailor that I had for women's clothes in London. So it's a real feast for the eyes. It's this whole exhibition here is a really beautiful year of costume design. The year of costume is rich and beautiful.
And you've contributed so much, and I thank you.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.